Even when in Bhava Samadhi, if these structures were violated by a performer. From Samadhi more easily by singing the name of the Lord. can understand then how he appreciated the performance of Mahesh-Chandra, Sakar, an expert on the Veena, to whose house Sri Ramakrishna was taken when the pilgrims returned to Benares on a homeward journey. Whereupon he prayed to the mother to give him external consciousness. "I want to listen attentively to the Veena," he told her, "and see acquires." For he was able to listen for 3 hours that evening and even to sing to its accompaniment. Some years after this concert that he had a vision which he related to Swamiji Vivekananda. Of Swami Vivekananda, Sister Nivedita tells about it. Ramakrishna used to see a long white thread proceeding out of himself. At the end would be a mass of light. This mask would open, and within it he would see the mother with the Veena. And as Swami Vivekananda told it, she said, "Oh, that great sin, things bring before me, the very sins of my whole life, perfect silence, broken only by the cries of the jackal, and the darkness under the great tree of Takshinasara." Night after night we sat there, the whole night through, and he talked to me when I was a boy. Indians might conjecture that Sri Ramakrishna was the mother, that Sri Ramakrishna saw the mother here in the form of Saraswati, who traditionally holds this dinner. The pilgrim party returned home in June. Autumn of that year arrived, Sri Ramakrishna was earnestly requested by Kunti to attend the worship of Divine Mother Durga. Divine Mother Durga, held in the latter's own home. Mathur Babu had made the same request, and it was to his heart that the master had promised himself. However, after giving Tridev special instructions about how the worship in his home was to be carried out, he consoled him by saying, "In my subtle body, I shall go every day to see your worship. Nobody except you will see me." Kunti says that it happened as he promised. Each day he saw the master in a luminous body, standing in Bhava Samadhi beside the image of the Devi at the time of the waving of lights. Ramakrishna in a luminous body, wave like this.
God, we pray that the presence of the service of your people, the service of your people.
Burning desire to meet up so much in yourself and show the Lord God to the afterlife. As one feels intently, you give him experiences or realizations accordingly. Oh, kind-hearted, your pious search. Meditation on your name removes our fear of the samsara. Your method of work is really unfathomable. As you always help the poor, the helpless, and the sorry age, use all the seed that I have really incarnated as Sagun Brahman. Ward off the fear of the samsara of devotees who comes to you every first day and now, so I can enable them to see the peace of the Lord. O God of God, I pray that it might preserve the service of your feet. Pidaranda Parvati, Lord, you will be the Ramakrishna, Sahib above it, happiness of the cloud, keep it seven brothers, you walk in the street of your world. Amen. This is that it happened as he promised. Each day he saw the master in a luminous body, standing in Bhava Samadhi beside the image of the deity at the time of the waving of lights, and also at the time of the special worship which is performed during the junction of the 8th and 9th days of the moon's bright fortnight. Very times, Sri Ramakrishna told him when both had returned to the temple garden, I was feeling a great yearning to see your worship. I went into Bhava Samadhi. This is Bhava Samadhi of Ramakrishna Ki. Bow.
There.
Bow through the luminosity. Behind the aura, behind the head, there is an aura. Bow to that. That's the past. When I went into Bhava Samadhi, I felt that I was going along a path of light and was present in your worship hall in the luminous body. Jnana Bhattacharya soon exchanged places with his brother and was appointed priest of the Kali temple. The whole current of his mind now began to flow towards God as the divine mother. The madness to certify for himself the reality of God had begun. Once in the agony of his restlessness, he bowed to the Divine Mother that he would kill himself if he didn't see God. But the Mother didn't yet reply to his call. And once Sri Ramakrishna bowed in word, he didn't fail to make good in deed. the peak of his longing, he felt, he said, as if someone had hold of my heart and mind and was reading them like a wet towel. Afflicted with the thought that I might never have mother's vision, I thought there was then no use in living this life. Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om, 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 Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya. My eyes fell on a sword on the wall of the Divine Mother's temple. I made up my mind to end my life that very moment. Like one mad, I ran and caught hold of it. When suddenly I had the wonderful vision of the Mother, I fell down unconscious. I didn't know what happened then in the external world, how the day and the next slipped away. But in my heart of hearts, there was flowing a current of intense bliss never experienced before. And I had the immediate knowledge of the light that was Mother. Whether he saw one of the anthropomorphic forms of the Mother on this occasion is not certain. Swami Sarananda suspects that he did, because the plaintive cry Mother was coming from his lips as he regained consciousness. It was as if houses, doors, temples, and everything else vanished from my sight. This is an experience of samadhi. Once again, it was as if houses, doors, temples, meditated. Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om. Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om. Open garden. By those Shivas of Mother's, Mother Kali's milk. And Shiva Maksana's feet washed his Ganga, open up, don't set the open up, sprinkle water, Ganga, bath of this water yourself. May you be pure, may I be pure, may my mind become pure, may my body become pure, may my heart be pure. Om. May my mind be pure. May my mind become pure. However far and whatever direction I looked, I saw a continuous succession of effulgent waves madly rushing at me from all sides. With great speed I was caught in the rush, and panting for breath I collapsed unconscious. The vision, dramatic as it was, didn't suffocate him. On the contrary, it sharpened his longing for the constant vision of the Mother's spiritual form. He became unfit for any work for some days. Sometimes he would fall to the ground in agony, beseeching the Mother with pitiful cries to grant him her grace. When the curious or the sympathetic would gather round, they appeared unreal, he said, like shadows of pictures painted on canvas. Hence the mind felt not the slightest touch of shame or hesitation. from fear, the form that smiled, spoke, and consoled, and taught me in endless ways. Oh Mother, I am a fool. Please teach me what is contained in the Vedas, the Puranas, the Tantras, and the other scriptures. The Mother said to him, the essence of the Vedanta is that Brahman alone is real, and the world illusory. His heart was stirred to profound and now famous prayer. After my vision of the Divine Mother, he relates, I prayed to her, taking a flower in my hands. Mother, here is thy knowledge, and here is thy ignorance. Take them both and give me only preserve. Here is thy holiness, and here is thine unholiness. Take them both, Mother, and give me true love. Here is thy good, and here is thine evil. Take them both, Mother, and give me true love. Here is thy righteousness, and here is thine unrighteousness. Take them both, Mother, and give me true love. I mentioned all these, but I couldn't say, Mother, here is thy truth, and here is thy falsehood. Take them both. I gave up everything at her feet, but couldn't bring myself to give up truth. What he would dictate to his mind, the mind would obey from its very depth. At this period, when he sat for meditation, having told the mind with firmness to meditate, he would hear a creaking sound in the joints of his body, starting in the legs and going up to the head. It was as if an unseen power were turning the keys of locks to fix him in his posture. Only when he felt that unlocking again in the reverse order could he move from his position and leave his seat. Now the experiences described in the texts of yoga began to show themselves. Sometimes he saw the universe filled with sparks of fire, like fireflies. Sometimes all quarters glittered with light, as if the world were a lake of mercury, or a lake of liquid silver. Again he would see the world lit up as if with the light of Roman candles. It was revealed to me further, he said, that God himself has become the universe and all its living beings, and the 24 cosmic principles. It is like the process of evolution and involution. I saw these things sometimes with my eyes shut and sometimes open. I didn't understand what I saw, nor did I know whether it was good or bad to have such visions. I therefore prayed to the Mother with a troubled heart. I don't understand, Mother. What is happening to me? Mother, if you do not teach me, who else will? I have no other refuge. Oh, what a state God kept me in at the time. One experience could hardly be over before another overcame me. It was like the movement of a husking machine. No sooner is one end down than the other goes up. I would see God in meditation, in the state of samadhi, and I would see the same God when my mind came back to the outer world. When looking at this side of the mirror, I would see him alone, and when looking on the reverse side, I saw the same God. Inside a room, the light began to grow and grow until at last it enveloped the whole universe. Sri Ramakrishna understood this to symbolize the Maya of Mahamaya. Don't argue with your mind. Don't argue, never argue with your mind. Let it blossom. There's a thousand petal lotus. Argument will dry it, will cover it. May rain, may shower a grace, a blood, the guru, and yourself, your own mind. And you, in colorful, flying colors, in orphic colors. Amen. May God bless you now, all of you. May you all shine forth as the sun. If not, agreed to you, as the moon. Do not doubt our words. Word was with God, the word was God, the word was impressed from God. Sabda, Adisabda, Parasabda, Om Sabda. Losing himself altogether in the thought of Madhava, for 2 or 3 months he sometimes thought of himself as one with him, sometimes looked on all beings as form of him. In this connection we know of one vision which came to him when he was seated in front of the Radhakanta temple of the temple garden. Ramakrishna was listening to a reading of the Bhagavata when he went into Parasamadhi and saw a shining figure of Sri Krishna. Many ray of light from the feet of that figure touched the scripture being read, and from there touched the master's own heart, remaining in contact with all three for some time. The result of this vision is known to all readers of the Gospel. His firm, lifelong conviction of the unity of the scripture, the devotee and the Lord, Bhagavata, Bhakta, Bhagavan, he used to say, 3 in 1, and 1 in 3. Repeat. 1 in 3. Say.
1 in 3.
The burning pain that one feels when one is separated from God is not an ordinary feeling. I was unconscious 3 days in that state. I couldn't move. I lay in one place. 1870. It was now 1871, and Sri Ramakrishna was 35 years old. The faithful Mathu, who for the past 15 years had been friend, sponsor, and support to the master, and who had moved like a shadow in the background of his drama, was now to make his exit. He had been a divine appointment, as Sri Ramakrishna later mentioned in his devotees. The Divine Mother showed him in a vision the five suppliers of his needs. Mathur Babu was the first, and the second, Shambhu Malik, as yet unknown to him at the time. I had a vision of a fair-skinned man with a cap on his head. Many days later, when I first met Shambhu, I recalled that vision. I realized it was he whom I had seen in that ecstatic state. We did not know if the master ever fully indicated it in identified the other suppliers. He said they were all fair skins, and that Surendra, Suresh Mitra looked like one of them. Succumbing to typhoid fever, Mathur was taken on the last day to Karikhat in Calcutta. Surprisingly, at no time in this illness had the master visited him. But Sri Ramakrishna went into a deep bhava samadhi which lasted for 2 or 3 hours that afternoon. He felt that he went in a celestial body to Mathur Babu along a path of light. After 5 p.m., when the master regained external consciousness, he told Hirdi that Mathur had entered into a celestial chariot, assisted by friends of the Divine Mother. Assisted by? Friends. The Divine Mother has got? Friends. Friends. The Divine Mother has got? Friends of those whose heart has been burned in the form of charcoal and has been put back again close to the mother in the cremation ground and become one with the heart of the mother and carry out the will of the mother. Come in, find room, sit down. Come inside. Give them the mind. Master's vision which gave rise to that heart-rendering cry so poignant and so candid which he uttered from the rooftop for devotees of his own. One day it was revealed to me that I had devotees. My intimate companions, my very own. Indescribable yearning to see you all. I felt that weeping that couldn't, lest I should create a scene. Therefore,
I would climb to the roof of the Kuti proprietor's mansion as soon as the bells and conch shells of evening service sounded in the temples, and thinking one more day has gone and you have not come, I would cry out with a longing heart, "Oh, where are you all? Come here, I am dying to see you." I used to pray to the mother, crying, "Mother, if I do not find the devotees, I will surely die. Please bring them to me immediately." While meditating in the Kali temple, he once saw in Hyderabad a companion of Shiva and said to him, "Why have you come?" "To do your work," the other replied. Long after, when Girishchandra Ghosh had become intimate with Sri Ramakrishna, the latter identified him at that Hyderabad. Who knows if the Master's vision of the seven stages was the very first intimation he received at Narendra's advent. We may imagine that some hint of the existence of such a disciple and the future confrontation may have entered the Master's awareness before this vision took place, but we have no record of such, only his own account of this vision, and indeed it is one of the most, if not the most, elaborately delineated of his superconscious experiences. Jai Ramakrishna ki. One day in Samadhi, I saw that my mind was going up by a luminous path, went beyond the gross world, studded with the sun, moon and stars. Bow. Into the bow. Get up, swimming. The more it ascended to higher and higher strata of the throng, the more did I see beautiful idol forms of gods and goddesses existing on both sides of the path. On where? There is a pass. The pilgrim there of who? Gods, devas and devis, Mahadeva and Mahadevis. Om Bhu, Om Bhuva, Om Swa, Om Maha, Om Jana, Om Tapa, Om Satya, Om Bhu Bhuva Swa, Om Bhu Bhuva Swa, Tatsavirtu Varina, Kargo Devasya, Hime Hiyo Yuna Tatsavirtu, Nirakshan Yunumai Vatmai. The more it ascended to higher and higher strata of the throne, the more did I see beautiful idol forms of gods and goddesses existing on both sides of the path. It came gradually to the end of that region. I saw that a fence made of light separated the realm of the divisible from that of the indivisible. Leaping over that fence, the Lord bless you to have deep and feeling of that between your desk and the meeting of Sri Ramakrishna, that word of Swami Ambikananda reading now. The mind entered, marries him, marries devotees. The mind entered by degrees the realm of the indivisible. If you are bored reading, you may not have to read. Maybe you'll be lodged there. No person of things having a form existed there, as if afraid to enter there. Even the devas and devis, possessing heavenly bodies, exercise the authorities over realms far below. But the very next moment I saw seven rishis having bodies consisting of divine lights only. Seated there in samadhi. I felt that in virtue and knowledge, love and renunciation, they had excelled the gods and goddesses, not to speak of human beings. Astonished as I was pondering over the greatness, when I saw before me that a part of the homogeneous mass of light in this abode of the indivisible, devoid of the slightest tinge of difference, became solidified and converted into the form of divine child, into the form of a divine child. Coming to one of those sages and throwing its soft, delicate arms around his neck, it embraced him and then calling him with a voice sweeter than the music of the veena, made great efforts to wake him from samadhi. The sage did wake up and with half shut eyes beheld the child. I, seeing his bright expression full of delight, thought the child must be the treasure of his heart. That their fidelity was of eternity. What was of eternity? Familiarity was of eternity. The extraordinary divine child then expressed great joy and said to the sage, I am going. You must come with me. In the earth plane. You must become Ramakrishna to know about it. Be satisfied how God come down. It's a great thing. You do not exist, you are just a little block in a mountain that God has chosen to come in the earth. A piece of brick and black. If gold worth thousands of dollars, you are much better than that. Believe me. You are that. Itself, understand that. Glory, 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 glory be to the God. with music, God's bells sound to Dharma devotees, God's praise and sing to devotees. These of silver's music, silver, the time, break up. I'm entreating you, out. You will fly in the realm of Ramakrishna in his celestial air, aerial. Doubtless. In the world there is doubt, but there you see the mass of life. Here you are double to mass. There, take the tea, mass of all. The saint didn't reply, but his loving eyes expressed his assent. Looking at the child with his eyes of love for some time, he entered again into samadhi. The divine child as himself. With regard to the fear of the gods to enter the realm of the homeless and indivisible, this seems to be a characteristic reaction. We meet it again in another experience of the masters to be related next, where devotees belonging to one realm peep over a wall at the homeless and run away in fear.
know that in the above region, the mind of Ramakrishna himself leapt over the fence without ado. And this was his lifelong characteristic. The vision of the seven sages offered numerous puzzles for those who like to ponder such things. How could the forms of the sages be seen in that formless form?